بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد هذا تانوي رحمة الله علي مجدد ملة حكيم الأمة مولانا أشرف علي تانوي رحمة الله علي very simply explained the meaning of tasawwuf and he gave an explanation which was quoted by Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he mentions that when a person wishes to do some good action, some ta'ah, some act of obedience, some righteous deed, for example, he wants to perform salah. So, jab ta'at ki ada karne ke waqt, agar susti paida ho, person suddenly feels lazy to do it. You want to do some good action, you want to recite Quran Sharif or dhikr or perform salat. So at that time, suddenly your body feels lazy or you feel lazy to do the action. So then a person has to make muqabala of the susti. Is susti ka muqabala karna chahiye. You got to fight yourself, force yourself to come out of this laziness, apply what we call as himmat, which we have discussed many times before, the courage that comes from within a person that Allah Ta'ala has given every person, the strength, the ability, the courage, and you go against the susti. In Urdu, the opposite of susti. Susti means to be tired, lazy, lackadaisical, you don't have the feeling and the energy to do so. Opposite of susti is chusti. You have that energy. You become vibrant. You pluck the courage. You get the strength. And you perform that good deed. And he says, when a person is tempted to do evil, and the nafs has the susti in it now. The nafs is giving in towards this temptation. The nafs is not acting brave enough to fight this temptation. At that time, one has to make muqabala. In other words, he has to oppose this lazy feeling of the nafs and become firm and not give in to this temptation. But he has to oppose this temptation and fight it off and not fall into this trap of sin. This is the gist of the tasawwuf. All of us go through this every day. We are tempted perhaps to cast a lustful glance at some woman or woman at a man which is non-mahram. Or we are tempted to do something haram. So at that time, when the nafs is beginning to feel sust, lazy, we have to oppose it, make muqabala of it and bring in ourselves that himmat, that courage and fight that evil. And don't give into that evil. The ulama and mashayikh then explain, as the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi says, like Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullahi alayhi in his Qasida Burda, which we hear many times, the month of Ramadan, which we used to hear some parts of it. In there he gives a very beautiful example. وَالنَّفْسُ كَالطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ وَإِن تُفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. That the example of this nafs, we talk about nafs now, we're talking about the evil part of the nafs. The egos, the whims, the carnal desires, the temptations, the egos, the whims, the fancies. So when this nafs, he likens it to a child. A child is being suckled by the mother. It is being breastfed by the mother. So it is drinking the milk of the mother. If one continues allowing the child to drink milk, the mother's milk, even after the maximum period which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. So 2 years, beyond that now, the child is not allowed to drink the milk of the mother. But if the mother feels sorry for the child and does not wean off this child will grow up to be a little boy, 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, and still he'll be drinking the milk of the mother. شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ. He be continuously having this desire to drink the mother's milk. At night, the mother feels sorry because the child is going to cry and disturb her sleep. So she feels sorry and she still feeds the child. وَإِن تُفْتِمْهُ. So if you leave the child in تُهْمِلْهُ, if you neglect this child and you don't wean the child off, it will continue, it will persist drinking the milk of the mother. But if you wean this child off, يَنْفَتِمِ, then the child will then stop drinking the milk of the mother. Exactly like that, he says, is the nafs. If you continue allowing the nafs to do haram deeds, fall into temptations, the nafs is cheating, lying, backbiting, making ghibat, committing zina of the eyes and the limbs. If the person does not stop this nafs, does not wean this nafs off these evil habits, one evil habit will then lead it into committing another evil habit, another bad deed, another guna, another sin. It will persist and persist, just like the child who is growing up. He's becoming a youth and he's still drinking the mother's milk. Like that, this nafs will continue enjoying sins, enjoying sins, enjoying sins, until the person does not wean off this nafs from haram pleasures. It will continue drinking from the pleasures of the indulging in haram. And therefore, all the mashayikh in tasawuf and tazkiyah say, what is the most important ingredient is this himmat, the courage that we require. The courage to perform good deeds when our nafs is saying no, and the courage to refrain from sins when our nafs is pulling us towards the sins. If we get this in order, then inshallah, we will make tazkiyah of our hearts. This is all what is required. Hazrat Thani Ram, in such a beautiful way he mentioned this, simplified it for us. This in essence is tasawuf. This is what tasawuf is all about. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. When we are sust, when we feel lazy to do the good deed, at that time, pluck up the courage, have the himmat, and do the good deed. And when we are tempted towards doing something haram, at that time, don't feel sorry and pity for our nafs. But we have to stand up, have the courage, and oppose the desires of our nafs. If we continue doing like this, he says, then a person will become, will make taraqqi in his bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll become closer and closer and closer to Allah. Why? Because you are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah ta'ala wants from us. If Allah ta'ala becomes pleased with the person, Allah makes that person his friend. May Allah ta'ala make us all his true friends from his awliya-i kamileen, siddiqeen. What helps in this path of tasawuf is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. We have mentioned this so many times. It washes away the gunas of the heart, the rust that has come into our heart. Dhikr bil lisan with our tongue, dhikr bil jawarih with our limbs. Do all those things that will please Allah Rabbul Izzat. So dhikrullah is a powerful tool and weapon to assist us on this path to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا، اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك. يا الله ماري غناكم مع فرما، ماري خطاكم مع فرما، يا الله هم مجرم هي يا الله، يا الله هم قصور وار هي يا الله، يا الله we have committed sins my الله، يا الله we acknowledge my الله، we confess we making اعتراف my الله، forgive us completely my الله. Every single sin we committed, my Allah, you forgive us. You are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. You are Qadir, my Allah. You are not Ajiz, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Wash away our sins, ya Allah. Make our hearts become pak and soft, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloko musalla, musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, my Allah. Make our hearts pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdana sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us onto the straight path, my Allah. Keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim with istiqamat, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Deeds that will please you, my Allah. Don't make us become sust, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy and weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make the mujahada against our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat par raham farma, karam farma, ya Allah. Izzat nasir farma, ya Allah. Nusrat nasir farma, ya Allah. Had ummat, ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hal hai. Allah جو پریشان حال ہے پریشانی کو دور فرمائے اللہ. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, my Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that bala, remove it completely, my Allah. Give them peace, my Allah. Give them happiness again, ya Allah. Give them good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them homes, my Allah. Give them food and shelter and protection, my Allah. Protect them from the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, ya Allah. Mawt in Madinah Sharif. Bury in Jannat al-Baqi, grant us the Shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Ghost of water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannat without any reckoning, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unki bimari dur farma. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the mahumin, give them Jannat al-Firdaus and the family sabri jameel. Make our children become the coolness of wise. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.